You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Welcome back to this week's Ours to Protect. This week we're speaking to Michelle Rain, admin of Letterkenny Pay It Forward Free Cycle Facebook group. This week's chat is going to be in particular interest to you if you are interested in 1. Saving a bit of money, and 2. You are ready to do the big clear out. You might remember that on week 1, back on the live launch of Ours to Protect on the 19-inch show with Donald Kavanagh, I had said the number 1 mistake that people do, and what I nearly did, was I'm going to live a sustainable life now. You go and you root through and you throw everything out, because we have an idea that to live sustainably means to go without, and that doesn't have to be the case. So Michelle is going to talk to us a bit about how she contributes to creating a circular economy.
Thank you for joining us on It's Ours to Protect. Can you tell me about the page? What is the purpose of it?
Yeah, so the page is nearly 2 years old. It is a free cycle group, and it's also a pay it forward. So it is somewhere that you can go and give things that you don't want anymore without having to send them to the dump. Or you can also go and look for things that you might want to upcycle and make them kind of, you know, part of your own lifestyle and stuff. So
how did you end up on an admin of this page? How did it come about?
So I have another Facebook group called the Letterkenny Open Forum, and I was contacted by a girl called Z who was moving from Dublin to Letterkenny, and she was just asking general information about moving up and that kind of stuff. So she had been part of a group in Dublin and thought it would be a good idea to bring it up to Letterkenny, and I agreed. So there it began.
So what is the difference between free cycling and recycling?
Okay, so free cycle is that it's free and you can take something and give something for no money, and then you can use it to, you are recycling it, but it's just at no cost. You know that you don't, some places you have to pay to recycle things, you know, electronics and things like that, but this is all free.
Like, we're in a cost of living crisis now, prices are going up for things. I had a nose on there today. There is some great things, like things that would be expensive, you can find on there today. There was like a table and a printer.
Could be absolutely anything. There's baby items, there's clothes, there's furniture. I've seen, like, you know, full travel sets for new babies, like car seats, prams, all that kind of stuff that costs like hundreds of euro, all go up there and be taken. Like mowers for your grass, you know, like there's loads of things, but just obviously people don't need them anymore, and it's just great that they're giving them to someone else in their community.
That's it. There is the side of it's great in a economic way, money wise, but it's so good for the environment as well, because a lot of stuff, especially whenever you actually talk about baby things, they don't last. No. Your children.
Exactly. I have 2 little girls, so definitely I know that I've gone through piles and piles of clothes, so it's brilliant to put them up. And then also if you need something, you can ask for it as well. So, you know, if there's something that you don't want to go out and buy, you know, even shoes and things or wellies and stuff like that, because they grow out of them so fast, you can put up onto the group and say that, you know, you're looking for this and see if anybody has anything they don't need anymore.
And it keeps the life cycle going, because whenever you're done with them, then you can return the favour and you can pass it on to someone else so that they get to enjoy too.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. So it is. It's a great kind of community as well, because you are supporting the people that even you might live next door to and stuff and not realise that they had that you were looking for. So, like, not everybody has the money. The electricity is still going up. It's so expensive. And if you can just kind of reach out and help whoever lives down the road or whatever, you know, it's great that we were able to do that with this page.
Yeah, no, exactly. This is Letterkenny Pay It Forward Free Cycle. It seems to cover a bit more than that.
Yeah, so it's for Letterkenny and the surrounding areas. So if you have something, you're able to post it up. But definitely be good if there was more kind of local communities, you know, running these pages as well, because not only for like transport, and people don't always have transport, but for the price of petrol and diesel and things as well, to have to go away. But I've definitely seen people head off, you know, away over yonder to get things that they need. So, like, you know, it's worth it.
Yeah. Is there much involved in running the pages?
There is a bit. You just kind of keep an eye on it. People can report as well. If somebody is asking for money, they can report to myself and Z and just tell them that it's a free page and not to look for any cost. Not too much, but
it's not an awful lot then. So do you think people listening decided, you know what, this is something we could do? It is very manageable. Like, it doesn't eat up into too much of your everyday.
No, definitely. Because, I run this page and I run another page as well, the Letterkenny Open Forum. So between the two of them, I just kind of have you have your phone out and you kind of be flicking back and forth and stuff. So, yeah, it doesn't take up too much time at all. It's definitely doable.
Okay, this is nosiness on my part. What is the either most interesting thing you've gotten, or something would be the most useful thing that you've gotten from the page yourself?
Well, I suppose the most interesting thing, I got a fireplace.
What?
So my husband was a bit dubious whenever this fireplace arrived and where we were going to put it. But I actually met at work in one of our spare rooms that doesn't have a fire but has a stove. And I just kind of met at work around that. So, yeah, it looks good, I think, anyway.
Oh, my goodness. A fireplace.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was Michelle Rain, admin of Letterkenny Pay It Forward Freecycle Group. You can find them on Facebook. We'll have a link to them on our website. You can find them there. You can join up. It's clearly very much a win-win-win situation for the person who's able to get rid of the thing that's cluttering up their house, for the person who's able to get it for no cost, and for the environment, because less things are going to waste. Now, for this week's tips, what you can do. Number one, the easiest thing to do is just a click of a button is to join the group. That is Letterkenny Pay It Forward Freecycle Group. It does cover all of Donegal. How endeavour, it would be great to see more of these. So for tip number two, what you can do is you can actually set up one for your own local vicinity. Have a check, make sure there is no other ones there, because we're better to be united than divided, in my opinion. And if not, be the person, be a leader. And you know what? Set up your group. I had a look for mine. I'm from Balbuffet. I didn't see any. So I actually made one. And for tip number three, have a think about the life cycle of your items that you have. Is it something that has served its purpose for you, as in you're done with it? Or is it actually done? Has it been used and repaired and patched up to the best that it can? And you know, it's time. It's time to let it go. If it's a case that you think someone else could probably get use out of this, a Freecycle page is a great way to go to get that sorted. Thanks so much to Niamh Shield, as always, for her hard work behind the scenes. You can check out the rest of our tips. They'll be on our social media and on our website and on ours2protect.ie. From me, Donna Marie, till next week, have a good one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Ours to Protect is brought to you by Highland Radio, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.